This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
A beautiful day, and I am so excited to be here today with you, and I'm so excited you're here with me. I am so excited. Are you excited? Maybe you're not. Maybe you're having a really down day. Maybe things are just not going the way you want them to go. You know, we all have those days once in a while, but that's okay, because you know what? There is grace with the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is with us. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes we might not feel like He's there, but He is. And you know how we know that? Because He says He is, number one, through His word, but also because of things that happen. And we might not even realize things are happening, but just relationships, people pop into our lives, and somehow there's this, you know, just unusual connection. Well, that's happening right here, right now in the studio with me, and I'm very excited about it. And I know that the Lord has a mighty thing going on right now, and so you need to pay attention to the two ladies I have here with me today. One lady, her name is Diane Maxey, and she has the speaker profile right here, and I'm reading it, and it's really nicely done, by the way.
Thank you.
And it says, living intentionally, body, mind, and spirit. And it's amazing because I asked her about that because my word this year, as listeners that have listened for a while know, that intentional, do things with intent. You know, be intentional in what you do, what you say. And this is what she has on the top of this piece of paper. So, amazingly, you know, the Lord has connected us. And I'm going to give you a little background on her, and then I'm going to move right into Joanna Mitchell, who Joanna is the reason why we are all here today on this show, and we'll get right into that in just a second. So let me introduce Diane first, and then I'll go into Joanna. Is that all right?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Diane Maxey coaches, motivates, and inspires audiences as a corporate executive, small business owner, and public speaker. She is a dynamic leader whose down-to-earth yet professional demeanor engages her audience. Likewise, her keen sense of humor, we love that humor, and ability to speak the truth, we love that truth, well, not always, but you know what? We need to hear it, don't we? Reaches deep into the hearts of her listeners. She has leader, 25-year corporate career, small business owner. Do you still have the Curves franchise?
I do.
You do. That's awesome. You know, that's amazing. And that's in Palmdale?
It is.
Yes. That's so exciting. And then award-winning speaker and writer. So welcome, Diane,
Thank
to the
you.
Program.
Thank you.
Okay. And now I'm going to introduce Joanna. Joanna Mitchell lived in Pasadena until 1996 when she moved with her family to High Desert area of Palmdale, California. So there are neighbors up there, up north there. Her career began by working for a nonprofit food bank in Lancaster where she developed life skills classes called the Power, P-O-W-E-R, program designed to help people in poverty. After 7 years of a successful program, Joanna went back to school to complete her bachelor degree and received her BA in organizational leadership in 2007. Since that time, Joanna has worked as a case manager for the Department of Social Services, Los Angeles County, and currently is a career specialist for the LA County Office of Education. The Ultimate Power Women's Conferences grew out of a passion to help women physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The conferences are designed to encourage, empower, and inspire women to seek help in every area of life through connecting to the Lord. I just love that. I love that. So where did we meet? Tell everybody where we met.
I met you. I was with Diane, and we came to the Christian Women in Media Association event in Hollywood. I believe it was last November. And you got up to speak and talked about what you did in radio show and talked about opening up the doors to people who would like to be a guest on the show. And I knew that I would be putting together a conference in the spring, so I kept all of your information and just contacted you recently. And I'm just thrilled that you thought this was a cause worthy of putting on the radio. So thank you.
Thank you. And it is a wonderful cause. You know, women, I just feel like there is such a need to reach out and help women understand their place on this earth and how God has given us courage and given us grace, and that we need to be there for one another. And so obviously I'm put in a position right now where I don't even really know how I got here other than God's grace, and God's will. And, you know, it's just wonderful that I have the opportunity to be able to do this. So I'm excited that you listened and that you did what you needed to do in order to make today happen. So thank you so much for doing that. And there's a message there, isn't there, for women? Just in that, there's a message. The message is, when you see opportunity, you might not know where it's going to play out, but there's this little thing that happens in your brain or maybe in your heart palpitating or whatnot, and you just know there's something there. You don't know how it's all going to play out, and that's living with intent too, is paying attention. Pay attention to what's happening around you, and when there is an opportunity, get the information so that you can actually make effort and take note so that you can move forward in that when the time comes. So be prepared.
Right. And I'm such a resource person. I like to help people and find resources for them. So I found that by putting a women's conference together, it gives me an opportunity to find women who have a voice that needs to be heard, to give them the courage to step forward and do something. Sometimes they just need to connect with people who show them the next step and the next step and the next step. Sometimes they don't feel like they are even worthy of taking their ideas and going further, or maybe they've had horrible things happen in their life and they just don't feel like they have anything to offer. And I know that through the past conferences we've had, people have just risen up and it gives them courage to talk to someone around them or even get up and be a speaker at the forum and share their stories and how God has just changed their lives immensely because they had the courage to step forward because someone came alongside them. And I have such a heart for women because of the nonprofit work that I did years ago in Lancaster. I was working with low-income people. I still work with low-income people. But at that time, I would have mostly women come into our organization, and my heart broke for them because they were in such a place where they didn't know where the next amount of money was coming from. They would come in to get groceries. They didn't know what to do. And I had just come out of a home where my life was pretty stable. I wasn't wealthy at all, but I knew how to cook meals. I knew how to keep my kids on track. I was in a stable marriage. And it was something that I could offer to them, just stability. And I was always in a church. And so I would always bring God into the conversation as well. So it just started coming together that, you know, there's more we can do for people. And the women's conferences came about a few years ago.
So you found a need and you filled it.
Definitely.
And, you know, this isn't a one-person operation. There are many people that need to get involved with anything. You know, we can do, like I was talking about earlier, we can do a little on our own. But when we pull together our resources and our connections, it's amazing what God can do through all of that.
Yes.
So that's really wonderful. So what are Ultimate Power Women's Conferences? What is it?
The exactly? Ultimate Power Women's Conferences, we call them the UP Conferences.
I like that.
And that was
better than down.
That came out of my graphic designer friend, Allison, who put together all of our graphics. And she said, well, I have everything stored in a file called UP. And it just made sense. Ultimate power. And we look up to God. And ultimate power came from the idea of God is our ultimate power. I had started a program in the nonprofit called the Power Program. It was Christian based. But when I left there and moved on to other things, I thought, you know, what is better name is the ultimate power. That way we can always, you know, reflect things back to God. And a few years ago, I had gotten into this really great job, the job I'm in currently, but there was a period of time that all of a sudden there was a layoff. And it just confused me. I thought, well, this is where I'm supposed to be. And all of a sudden I'm getting laid off. And then I started looking around at material that I had developed years before and had to put it on the side. And I started praying and said, God, what do you want me to do with this? It was completely nothing to do with a women's conference. It was more of a one-on-one mentoring program. And the idea just struck me one day walking through my bedroom. Just God just broke in the thoughts and said, you know, how about a women's conference? And I thought, I have never thought of that. So I emailed a few friends and they all loved the idea. We got together and started brainstorming. And it was interesting because our first conference took 9 months to put together. It was like birthing a baby. And then we had this first conference, and it was just overwhelmingly accepted, and people loved it, and it just gave us the momentum to go on and do more.
So that pretty much says how they got started. Is there anything more about how they got started that you wanted to say? Because that's a pretty amazing story right there. And I always look for parallel stories, mm-hmm. you know, when somebody's listening, you know, it's like, okay, they might not have this skill or that, but they have something to offer. And each person, you know, I would just ask you, listener, are you doing what God has created you to do? Do you feel that what you're doing is significant in the kingdom? Do you feel that you're making a difference? If not, you need to be living with intent. You need to be looking for the opportunity to be intentional and to do something for God that might be uncomfortable for a moment, maybe even a day, maybe a month. But you know what? The reward that you will feel is so amazing that I can't even begin to tell you. You're just going to have to experience it for yourself. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking to two very special women. And the main goal today is to get you acquainted with this conference and to let you know that it's available and it's open and you know, where you are in your life. It's no coincidence that you've tuned in today. Maybe you're a regular listener, and I thank you so much for that. But maybe it's your first time or your second time, and you're just rolling in the dial and you found us, okay? Well, you know, I believe that God had something to do with that. And I believe that maybe this conference might be something that you should be attending. So I'm just saying, you know, live with intent. And, you know, you might have something less important to go to, and maybe you need to change plans. I don't know, but you know what? You can make that decision for yourself. But these two women are explaining to you some things about you as a woman having power that maybe you haven't tapped into. Maybe there's more there, and maybe you just need a little, you know, nudging or a little courage or encouragement, and this might be the place where you can get exactly what it is you're needing in order for you to move forward in this. If you're tuning in right now and you know somebody else that might be interested, I would like it very much if you would share this show with them. And how do you do that? I'll answer that. You go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. When you go there, you click on podcasts and you can listen to the podcast. There's also other things there for you. As far as this show, I will have the time and the date and all the pertinent information about this conference coming up, because the whole goal today is to introduce you to this conference and to let you know what it's going to bring to you, because that's what it's about. Is these types of ministries and whatnot are things that God has created, and He uses people to do it so that we can get the word out and help people be the best they can be. For whom? For God. Okay, so with all that being said, go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. Go there. And if you go to Sue Freeze TV, you'll see some videos there about some other things. Or you can go to Helping Hands, and there's all types of printouts that you can get there that could be helpful for you and your future. You know, whether you're just trying to be a better person or a better wife or a better sister or a better mother, there's helpful things for you in all aspects of your lives. And for the men out there, don't turn the dial, because we have things for you too, okay? So thank you for tuning in. And you know, it's nice to get in touch with that feminine side a little bit, just a little bit, because you need to understand those women in our lives, right? We just need to understand. And that's not an easy thing sometimes to do. I realize that. So, is there a scripture that you are guided by when you plan for these events?
The original scripture, and I hold to it, is in John 10:10, the second part of that scripture. I love the scripture because Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and that they might have it abundantly." And I've always believed that that's not for the future in heaven, that's for here on earth, that there are ways to have a much better life. And I think a lot of women and men live in fear. They don't try something new because they're afraid of failure. They're afraid of looking bad. They're afraid they can't do it. They're not the right color. They don't have the education, all of those different things. So I love being able to break down some of those barriers. That's actually what I do in my job as well. I break down the barriers for people who say, I can't get a job. And we teach them how they can get a job because they have a belief system mm-hmm. that they cannot do certain things. So when women come to our conferences, we always have a specific theme to it, but that is the underlying scripture, that you can have an abundant life. And I never try to tell people what that life should be. It's very individual. For one person, it could be they just want a healthy lifestyle. For another person, it can be, I want to have a lot of money and travel the world. For someone else, it can be, I want my spouse, I want my whole family to go to church together, and that's their abundance. So, But there are ways to do that. There's so many ways to achieve all of the dreams that God gives us, because God gives us a lot of dreams, and we are the ones that stop ourselves from going forward.
You are so right. Our belief system is what holds us back, because we think we cannot. Do you know that fear not is in the Bible 365 times?
No.
Isn't that amazing, though?
That's actually in one of my talks.
Every day. That's in there every day, because we need to be reminded every day to fear not.
Right.
Fear not. And you're saying that people are afraid.
Right.
You know, and being afraid of the unknown is true, but to have somebody that has the knowledge, and if you walk alongside with someone that has the knowledge, that helps you lessen the fears. And it doesn't mean you don't need that shot of courage, because you still need the courage to step forward. But it's much easier when you've got a path that's kind of, you've got someone that's helping you walk through to the path.
Definitely.
Right?
Exactly.
And I find that hearing stories from other people that have been through tough times, you know, being vulnerable and transparent, I'm that way, that, you know, even though we try to want to have kind of a private life, that by sharing our hard times with other people, it helps other people realize they're not alone, they don't need to be isolated, and that their secrets don't need to be secrets, you know, because there's healing and there's forgiveness that breaks free of all of those things that are holding us down and holding us back and thinking we're not worthy, when really we are worthy.
Absolutely.
We're so worthy to receive what he has,
yes.
Because he wouldn't have given his only son if we weren't worthy.
Right.
Right? He valued us enough to do that. I mean, that is amazing to me. When and where is the next event?
Our next event is coming up on Saturday, April 25th from 9 to 3 p.m. And we're holding it at the Brookside Country Club in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl. We have a theme this year called Faithful. And it's just such an awesome theme, because we talk about how faithful God is, and we share stories of faithfulness in people's lives. How can they be a more faithful person, and how does God open those doors for them to become that way? And so we have more than one speaker, but our keynote speaker is the person I wanted to have here with me today, is Diane Maxey, because she has such a wonderful testimony. And when she spoke at our last event in the Palmdale area, it broke a lot of barriers for women, and women came forward afterwards and talked to me about the things that she had to say and how it changed their lives. So it's a pretty powerful testimony.
That's awesome. So do we want to let her tell a little bit about that?
It's time for Diane.
Okay, Diane, you're on. So, you know, what can women expect from the conference?
I think they can expect hope. And I think that's something that is so desperately lacking for people today. You know, Psalm 42 talks about being in a slimy pit. And I think we can all relate to being in a pit. Maybe we're in a pit now, or we've been in a pit, or we'll be in a pit again in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think Beth Moore puts it really great in her book, where she says there's three ways you end up in a pit. One is that you slide in gradually, maybe due to compromise in your life. One is that you jump in because you just plain want to do it. And the third is someone shoves you in. But the good news is that no matter what pit you're in, God's love is great, and his arm is not too short to lift you out of that pit. And I will share with the ladies that truly Jeremiah 29:11 is meant for us today, that God does have a plan and a purpose and hope for us to prosper us and not to harm us. And I will share through my own personal family experience all three of those pits, and how God was incredibly faithful in the process and brought about amazing healing in our family.
Well, that's definitely something that I think there's a lot of women that would want to hear, because, you know, we're all broken. We have something in our lives that we're broken, but it doesn't mean that God can't put the pieces back together again.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've talked about it before as far as with my personal life, that I had done things and had things done to me to where I felt like I was unworthy.
Yes.
Because it was a lie from the devil. And it took a lot of intense time with the Lord and understanding his love for me to be healed. And giving forgiveness to others is one thing, and sometimes that's difficult because we want to hold on to that because there's anger and there's, you know, just all these things like, why me? But then when you get to the point where it's no longer about forgiving them but forgiving yourself to release you of that bondage so that you can receive the full freedom. And that word freedom is amazing to
me.
But when you get that, because you forgive yourself for whatever you've done, because you can't change it, what you've done. Any decisions you've made, you cannot change, but you can move forward, learn from it. And if you've trespassed, obviously you need to ask forgiveness. That's an important part of the whole process of healing. But to get freedom, you need to realize God's grace.
Right. And also, if you've been harmed, I think sometimes, too, we feel powerless if we've been harmed by somebody. But you can be set free from that as well. And God can teach you about forgiveness and the freedom. There's incredible freedom in forgiveness and what he intends for us.
Absolutely. So did you hear that, listeners? Is there anyone out there that's going to go to this? I want you to mark your calendars, okay? If you're driving, be careful. April 25th, Saturday. And if you can't remember that, just go to Sue Fries, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and we'll have all the information there for you so you'll be able to get it. Okay? Every single show, almost every show, I read out of a book, and I always say this because it's so amazing to me how this happens, but the book is Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young, and I always pull it out by the date that we're on for the show, and I read because it always goes right along with the message. So here it is. Are you ready? I am the potter. You are my clay. I designed you before the foundation of the world. I arranged the events of each day to form you into this preconceived pattern. My everlasting love is at work in every event of your life. On some days, your will and mine flow smoothly together. You tend to feel in control of your life when our wills are in harmony. On other days, you feel as if you are swimming upstream against the current of my purposes. When that happens, stop and seek my face. The opposition you feel may be from me, or it may be from the evil one. Talk with me about what you are experiencing. Let my spirit guide you through treacherous waters. As you move through the turbulent stream with me, let circumstances mold you into the one I desire you to be. Say yes to your potter as you go through this day. Isaiah 64:8, yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Psalm 27:8, my heart says of you, seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek. Isn't that amazing how that always works out? I'm always amazed by that. So we're going to go to break in just a second. But before we do, I just want to let you know that if you need any termite or pest control, you need to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services for any services. And right now, I need to let you know that in all of our offices, we have 7 offices from San Diego to San Luis Obispo, and we need help. We need technicians. We have more work than we can handle. It's a nice problem, but it's still a problem. So if you have any person who needs a career change, not a job, but a career, we want to talk to you. Clean driving record is necessary, and we will train you, all right? So please get in touch with Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services. If you know somebody or if you are a person who would like a new career, we'll train you, okay? And we're going to go right into the break. And after that, we'll come back and we'll have more information about this new women's conference that I believe you need to be at. Hi, Sue Fries, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. If you'd like to sponsor this show, please get in contact with me by going to the Sue Free site and get connected by email. I answer every single email personally, so please connect with me there if you would. And Learning to Breathe, if you know somebody that has respiratory issues of any kind, you need to get this book for them because there are so many things in that book that could help you. And it's more than that. People say it's so much more than that, Sue. You know, it is a journey and it's a life story of my son and I, and we go through a lot of things together. We do learn from other people's stories, and sometimes it's less painful than if we have to learn them ourselves, isn't it? So we're going to get right back into this. So I want to ask you this because women are interested. I think there's people out there that are already intrigued and wanting to hear more. And I would like for you to walk through the process of what they can expect when they sign up and they come to this conference. What is that going to be like?
I would love to.
Okay.
They will be coming into a really beautiful room at the Country Club. We don't really have a dress code. We prefer that you don't wear jeans, but you, if that's what you want to wear, we're not going to turn you away. We would love to just have you there. We especially would love to reach out to women who maybe don't go to church. Maybe they just need some hope in their lives. So if women are out there thinking about it or they know someone, I would love them to come and bring someone along. Just let me know. Even if they don't have the funds to pay, we have scholarships available because I don't want anybody to not show up because of money. But of course, it's going to be a lovely atmosphere. We will have some raffle gifts that we give away. We have gifts that we just give away just because we want to. We have a buffet lunch. Everybody loves to eat. So we have that set up and ready to go. We have several speakers that day, including myself and Diane, of course. And my daughter and son-in-law are going to be speaking. And they're going to be talking about their relationship. They've known each other since my daughter was 14 and she's 28 now. And yet they lived a very pure lifestyle. And so they're sharing how they do that. How do you do that? And so that is so helpful for people who maybe have children they're raising or maybe they want a relationship like that. My daughter Heather and her husband Cody will talk about that. We also will have a woman who is a good friend of mine. She's a pastor's wife. She's actually a pastor herself now out of San Diego. And she does what's called a prayer journey. And this prayer journey started for kids in a camp so they could have some time with God. She gave them way back when they were holding CDs or whatever. They were putting the headphones on and they would walk around and have an experience. And I loved what she did because she told stories from the Bible, but she told them almost in a fairy tale manner. Her and her husband would record it, she and her husband. And we turned that into being able to do group prayer journeys. So Anne will take us on a prayer journey talking about how God is faithful. And it's an interactive thing. People have to get up and actually do something, and they have to face different areas of their lives that might be keeping them from a closer relationship with God. And some of the results were just powerful.
And if I may say something about that too, that was so unexpected, the impact that that had on me personally. Of course, I was attending the last conference as a speaker, but I participated And it's very personal. So it's not something that you stand up and share. It's a very personal, private journey that you take during this time period. And it allows you to just have introspection and for God to really speak to your heart. She does a wonderful job prompting you in the thought process with the help of the Holy Spirit, obviously. And I was incredibly impressed personally with it. I thought it was very impactful.
Huh. At the end of this, she asked people for feedback. And one woman talked about a great struggle she had been through and how this just really broke that barrier for her. And my friend whispered to me, if she's the only person we did this for today, it was worth it. It was so worth it.
Right.
She even put things on Facebook later about relationships that she knew were from God, how God was in her life again later on after this event. So it was very powerful. Anne has a really wonderful ministry that she does.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to having her there again.
Okay, so what else can we expect? Can you fill us in on anything else? I know you've got food.
Yes.
And they're going to be sitting and listening to speakers speak about different topics. Are there different rooms or is everybody in one room?
And in this event, because of the venue, everyone will be in one room. In the last couple of years, we've had breakout sessions and people could choose what they wanted to go to.
Right, but this time not?
This time not, just because of the venue. But sometimes we talk back and forth about what works better. Sometimes it works better to have everybody in there. They all get to hear something. Other times people want to get up and move around. And then they come back wishing they could have gone to the other breakout sessions. So it's always a toss-up. We're never quite sure which direction to go. But for this event, this is how we will be doing it this time. But I think the women will go out of their feeling really refreshed. And if they did not have a connection to God, I believe they will at the end of this event.
Right.
I know that for sure there are women who come and it's the first time that they've really given their hearts to the Lord. So that's always exciting as well. We do ask for little comment cards just to know if that's made a difference, but we don't always see what happens. We hear about it other times, or sometimes we don't hear about it, but God knows what happens.
So, Diane, can you fill us in a little bit on, I mean, you gave us a little bit in the first half, but would you like to share any more about your personal journey?
Sure.
Okay.
I grew up in a Christian home, and we were talking earlier about authenticity and being open. And I would say in the first 30 years of my life, I didn't do that very well. I kind of felt like I needed to keep a certain image, and it was always a struggle inside of me. I always envied women who could be open and honest, but I just felt that I couldn't. I couldn't even face some of those things within myself. And God took me to a place in my 30s where I ended up in a very deep depression. And through that process, changed me in how I looked at life and my openness, and basically prepared me for an event that was going to be earth-shattering. So after about 20 years of marriage, my husband said to me one day, "I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore." And I'm sure there are women hearing this right now, or maybe even men, that probably know what happened next. And a short while later, he moved out of our home and with a young girl that was barely 3 years older than our 16-year-old daughter at the time. And at the conference, I'm going to talk about that journey because it was a significant journey. We had two teenage children at the time. We went through tremendous upheaval. Our family was literally torn apart and destroyed. It truly was destroyed. But God's faithful. And I will talk about the different ways that God walked me through that time. One of the biggest ones was forgiveness. And I didn't even know that the lesson was forgiveness at the time. And I'm not going to go into it today because it's a story that's worth hearing in its entirety. But just let me say that God has the ability to allow us to forgive even when someone hasn't asked for forgiveness. But what I didn't know was he was setting me up for the future. And I will go ahead and give a spoiler. And the spoiler is that after 7 years, my husband or ex-husband and I were reconciled. And we've now been reconciled over 18 years. And it is an incredible story, again, of hope and how God is faithful through very trying circumstances to bring us to a place of reconciliation and moving forward and answering prayers that I said as a young woman, as a young married woman, that now 40 years later have been answered far beyond anything I could have hoped or imagined. But being able to be open and authentic about my life has been critical, because I have to be able to share my weaknesses, my failures, those in our family, and I do so respectfully and with my husband's blessing, by the way, so that others can have hope that God can work in anything and He can do anything. And I think sometimes we stop short of expecting that, and I wonder how many times we walk away before He gets a chance to deliver. And I want to give people that anticipation that He wants to deliver. Hang in there with them. He wants to deliver far beyond what you could possibly hope or imagine.
There's definitely hope in that. Definitely hope yes. in that. That's a wonderful, wonderful story. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA. And that was Diane Maxey. And she's got on this single sheet, Living Intentionally, Body, Mind, and Spirit. And we do need to be doing that. And also, Joanna Mitchell, who is the one and the reason for us to be on this show today. So for that, I'm so grateful and thankful that you did what you did and took the information down and got in contact. And here we are. And, you know, in everything I'm hearing today, I don't know about you, listener, but for me, there are so many lessons that are being taught right here on this show. There is golden nuggets that are coming out, and you know, it's whether we want to receive them or not. And sometimes we just have to ask the Lord to give us ears to hear, to truly give us ears to hear what He wants us to hear. You know, we can close off and just go our own merry way and you know, put on a good show and a good face. I can remember a time when I'd wake up in the morning and say, it's showtime, folks, and smile in the mirror and then just go out and, you know, slay those dragons, as they say. And maybe that's you. Maybe that's you. And if that's you, you don't need to go it alone. You know, you really don't. And, you know, when I was younger, I really had a difficult time getting close with women. That might be you too. You know, I actually had more fun hanging out with the guys playing hide and seek and not playing with dolls. But what I'm saying is that, you know, women, we are nurturers by nature. And I have found a whole new world with women. And it's pretty amazing. And if you're a little fearful of that, I just want to encourage you to, you know, give it a shot. Give it a chance. You know, not all women are safe. Not all people are safe. And we have to ask the Lord to give us discernment on choosing our friends. It's really a wise thing to do. You know, I taught my kids that very young. You know, don't let them pick you. You pick your friends. Right?
Right.
Right. Yes. So what else would you like to talk about? Because I'm just picturing the people listening right now. And there's all ages. There's young women. There's elderly women. There's women that are empty nest and maybe have lost their husband. I know of a few women that have been married for 50 years and husband's gone home to be with the Lord, and they call, you know, and talk to us about, you know, how difficult it is. Because when you get elderly, what happens is, you know, all your friends kind of leave. Okay. And, you know, it's like, what do you do now? And then there's young women. I can tell you, women that have never been married and their main dream and their main hope was to find that man, to be a good wife and to have children. And now they're past that age of being able to do that. And then I'm thinking of people I know right now and, you know, women that just have lost their job and they just don't know what to do or where to turn and they don't know how they're going to make the rent.
One of the things I really strive to do is to make this inclusive. I don't want this to be for women from ages 50 to 60. It can be. That's why I brought my daughter into it, mm-hmm. because her friends and people her age want to come. They want to hear what she has to share. And there's women in between her age and our ages and older women. One of the ladies on my committee, whose name is Karen, has had lots of grief in her life. Lots of loved ones die. And so she has spoken about grief, and that resonates with people. And now what's interesting is when I'm giving people an opportunity to do some of these things, their ministry is starting. Mm-hmm. And now she's being asked to speak in other churches and different venues. And that's one of the things I love about this whole opportunity. I brought vendors. We don't have vendors at this event because we don't have enough space. But we've had vendors who come and bring their goods and what they can do. And it helps their ministry or whatever business they have. So I'm enjoying being able to empower women. That's a whole part of this event. But one of the things I wanted to go back to is we talked about people who are don't feel worthy. I think women in general go through life, a lot of their lives, not feeling worthy. There's so much about image and different things like that. But I remember a time in my life many years ago. We've all had different ups and downs. We've had awful people in our lives sometimes, toxic people. And I was going through a particularly hard time. And I was going through a very difficult time in my own marriage. And I remember walking into my bathroom and looking in the mirror. And it was almost like the layer of the mirror peeled off. And I've always seen myself as, you know, I like who I am. I like what I do. And all of a sudden, this layer peeled off. And I thought, oh, you're overweight. Your hair is thinning. You're getting old. It was all of a sudden I could see all the things that I thought people didn't like about me. And I totally knew it was the enemy. I totally did. But I think we stay there too long. And that's the stuff I want people to break free from. And I'm probably touching somebody right now who's feeling that right now, that it's about them. And God sees us so incredibly different. God sees us as this beautiful gem that he's polishing. He just wants us to believe it, that we have so much value, so much worth. And we are so far above that ugly image. No matter what we look like, we are beautiful people. So I hope that and pray that people go away experiencing that, feeling like they are worthy and valuable and that God has something for them to do.
That was beautiful. I'm tearing up.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. You know, I love the heartfelt messages that come across because we're all wounded, and to touch mm-hmm. that and to get in touch with that, it's a beautiful thing because we are all beautiful in his sight. He says that. And he knew every hair and he knows right. every word and he loves us so much. But sometimes we just don't accept, believe that. How could he? You know, how could he love me that much? You know, but he does and he has and he died for us. And so it's just amazing to me to yes. grasp all of that. And that was just wonderful what you just said.
Thank you.
That was really great. Thank you for that. Wow. I wish I could come. I'm going to miss this one, but I am not missing the next one. There will be more?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And this is the first time you've had it in Pasadena.
Yes. What's fun is it started a little over 3 years ago. We've done three in a row in the Palmdale area. And we have the opportunity now to do this. And we might be having an opportunity to do it in Northern California. We're looking into that. And so I'm hoping as the word spreads, if there are even churches that would like to sponsor us, we can work something out. I would love to take this to other places. Thankfully, it's worked out. I've been able to actually have guests come from other states at times to speak because it fit the topic so well. So we pray about what our next topic will be. God seems to lay it on everybody's heart differently, and yet it comes together as the same thing. It lays on their heart in different times. And we come together and say, hey, that's awesome. I think that's what we want to do. So we never quite know what the theme will be for the next conference, but it begins to come together and speakers begin to come. And I just hope to see this grow. I would love to just see it grow. And I never want it to be, I said this before, but I never want it to be about money. Oh, I can't afford to come. Please sign up. Just tell me you can't afford it. We will find a way. I've already had people say, I will donate money to help you. And I try to make sure that there's enough to cover everybody.
And you can come in a group.
Yes.
You know, you
definitely.
Can come as
we
a group.
We have group discounts. If you have a church group that would like to come, we can give you discounts.
That's awesome. And it's a one-day event, and it's yes. from 9 to 3.
Correct.
And so you have 9 to 3, and then lunch is like an hour? You think lunch would be an hour out of that, 9 to 3?
Just about that amount.
Right. So 9, you're going to miss the traffic getting to Pasadena. It is on a Saturday, so that's better. So you're going to have to find some child care because you guys don't have child care.
We
so.
Do not have child care
right.
at this point.
So this is a day away that is going to be helping you be a better person to maybe get freedom, or maybe you're supposed to be there for someone else that's coming. Sometimes it's not us, but someone else, and you're supposed to be there to help somebody else. And it's amazing how that turns around and blesses you. So we need all women to come to this, and I'm hoping I can get some people to come to it because I would think
the other thing
really
I just
wonderful.
Love about starting this event is I meet people. someone just gave me Diane's name one day and said, hey, Diane speaks. And so I called her and I find out what she's speaking about. And it fit our theme so well. And we've become friends. And it just continues to grow through that. So it's a place you're going to meet new friends.
Right.
And you will connect with somebody in this audience.
Definitely.
And
when you walk into the room, what I do in church is I'll say, okay, God, where do you want me to sit?
Yes.
And if you walk in and you say, okay, God, where do you want me? Mm-hmm. Where's the best place for me to sit?
Right.
It's amazing how things happen. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
Right.
And I'm sure you have prayer warriors that are praying over this whole thing.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and that's absolutely wonderful. Okay, so we've gone around to give you a picture of what this event looks like, what it's going to feel like when you walk in the room. You know, it's in Pasadena. So some of the things that we didn't mention is, how can someone sign up?
I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
I know you've given them your website a few times, so they can actually go on there and get all of the information. But if somebody wants to just check us out and figure out who we are, who will be at this event and all of the details, they can actually go to ultimatepowerconferences.com. When you click on that link, it'll give you all of the information, how to register. It has speaker information. It'll give you synopsis of the messages that will be given for the day, directions. It has the registration form, how to sign up if you're able to pay. And if you need to have a scholarship, there's a small area where you can just put a little bit of information about yourself, and it will come directly to me. There's a link to my email as well. So if you have any questions about it, feel free to send them my way. I believe my phone number is also on there. You can also, if you want to hear more or get more information about Diane's story, please contact her as well. She's going to fill you in with her information.
My website is dianemaxey.org. That's dianemaxey.org. And you can find out more about living intentionally, body, mind, and spirit. And also, I invite you to sign up to receive my weekly blog, Inspiring Ordinary Women to Live Extraordinary Lives.
That's great. And Diane's going to talk, and her topic, the message is faith when everything falls apart. Is your life falling apart? Do you feel like parts of it are falling apart? You need to be at this conference. I hope you go. I just feel there's power here, and I want to see you guys get freed from whatever is holding you back from being all that God wants you to be.
I thank you so much for allowing us to come. This has been an honor.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's been wonderful to be here and get to meet both of you wonderful women.
Thank you.
And I love, you know, I love what you're doing. I really totally love what you're doing. It's so in sync with what I believe God is pushing me towards. So I'm excited about what this is. It's not going to end here. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this relationship right here is going to grow and bloom, and it's going to be a wonderful thing. So listen, listeners, go to this conference. Until then, be a blessing each and every day. God bless.
Been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS.
No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.